Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You for Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, a podcast in which you watch an episode of the Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today, we have no guest. It's just us.
Yeah, it's just us.
Yay.
Only us. Yes.
That's all you need. You don't need a...
That's all anyone ever needs is just Anthony and me.
Anthony and Genevieve.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You guys are in for a treat. We are going to recap... I had my notebook open to my notes, and now I closed it like a dumbass. We are... Okay.
They're lost forever.
Lost forever. So we watched episode, I don't know the number, but I didn't write it down. Okay, super prepared. Okay, it's titled...
We watched season 3, episode 25 of Frasier.
There you go. Daphne comes out of the closet.
Yeah, literally a closet.
Yeah, because Niles was hiding in it.
She found him. That's why it's true love.
Do you remember that episode when they were hiding in her room when she got home, like Frasier and Niles?
There was literally a closet episode.
Yeah, like they hid in the closet, and Daphne got like something to do with like putting something back in her room, and she got home and Niles was in the closet. Then Frasier ran in and he was like, "You need to get out of here." And then they're both in the closet, and then Daphne finds both, and then Daphne like catches both of them in the closet. And you know, like the credits, it was always something funny at the end of Frasier. Like the end credits was them like serving Daphne and like treating her like a queen and like doing her nails, like they're both like
it's funny because she's their maid, guys.
Yeah, and they're doing her nails.
Frasier, they're both doctors hiding in the closet.
Doctors hiding in a closet. I loved Frasier. The episode is Never Yell Fire in a Crowded Retirement Home, part 2. We did part 1 with Molly Dean.
Yep.
And we usually don't have guests during our flashback episodes, but this is a flashback episode. We didn't know it was a flashback episode until we started watching it. So this one...
Yeah, because that's how much research we do on our episodes.
Well, I scrubbed through the episode to see it was a flashback episode. Every time I scrubbed to a spot, it was like one of the spots where the story was moving forward. Because it's literally like... maybe like 45% story.
Yeah,
I think so.
And I did was trust Anthony. So
never do that. Never do that. The original air date is April 27th, 1991, and it's the same air date as the first part. Like, so these, I guess, aired back to back. People,
oh shit,
yeah. Yes,
people were not kept in suspense long.
No,
they're like, will Sophia run away? We'll see.
In
right now,
we'll find out in 22 minutes. And so as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to do the synopsis for the listener who did not watch the episode with us. So if you're able to somehow, Genevieve, do a synopsis.
If I will find it in my heart.
Yeah, find it in your heart.
to to forgive and then do a synopsis.
Yes.
Okay, so as we found out in part one, Sophia's roommate is on her deathbed, and she's confessed to starting the fire with Sophia at Shady Pines. And so a detective comes by, and Sophia can't remember the night. She's not sure if she did start it or not. And but she gets really fearful, and she decides that she's going to make a break for it. Mm-hmm. And she's gonna try to go back to Sicily. Mm-hmm. And so the Golden Girls, in the meantime, are trying to like put their heads together and solve this arson case. so the police don't have to, and so they can free Sophia. And Sophia gets caught trying to go to Sicily, and it's looking pretty bad for a while. But then Sophia remembers what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And basically that it was the heater that started the fire, and that she had the hot plate all along.
Yeah.
And the fire inspector, basically he quit his job mysteriously 3 days before, 3 days after, mm-hmm. 3 days after the fire. And then he bought a big house, which, he was paid off. By whom? I have no idea. but he somehow benefited greatly from inspecting that fire the wrong way.
Yeah, and we'll get into that, because that was confusing for me. I was like, anyway.
Okay, we'll get there.
I'm frustrated by that whole thing.
Yeah. I am too. We'll talk it out.
Yeah. We'll make sense of it, or we'll forget completely about it within the next 40 minutes. So, that can happen too. So we start with Sophie. So it's a flashback episode. So we go in and out of flashbacks while the story moves forward. And so the first scene is Sophia wakes up from a nap. She's nervous about going to prison.
As anyone would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes, you should be. She can't sleep, even though she took a nap. And, she's like, do you guys want to have breakfast? Or Dorothy's like, oh, it's dinner time. Oh, I guess I did take a nap. Yeah, I hate nervous sleeping. I hate taking a nap when, like, I can't. Okay, I think about Walking Dead. Like, how can you sleep when you could be attacked by zombies at any moment?
You know? I know, and like, I mean, also on that show, they do not have comfortable beds.
They don't. They're
like,
yeah.
Only when they were in the farmhouse in like season two. Mm-hmm. Like the rest of the time, it's like. Yeah, they just, I would think, like, if I were under constant threat of being eaten by zombies, I would at least try to, like, have a, get some bedding. I mean, there's, like, tons lying mm-hmm. around.
Yeah. They sleep
that's
on the ground.
That's why I stopped watching that show, is because I was like, get some better bedding, guys. I don't get this.
Or make bedding out of zombie bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put some zombie bodies together. Sleep on it.
You just like 400 zombie count like sheets. Just like weave their entrails together. Very soft.
Make Egyptian cotton out of Egyptian zombies.
That's what Egyptian cotton is. I bet you didn't know that.
So this is not a good situation. And so she says she's not skipping bail. But as soon as Dorothy's like, I'm going to go make us tea or something in the kitchen, Sophia, like, grabs a hidden suitcase and just makes a run for it. She's just like, I'm gonna go. Like,
yeah, yeah.
She's gonna get a...
Well, first of all, they're like, they're in the kitchen. They're like, we're all gonna try to solve this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, shouldn't you have your eyes on where Sophia is, like, almost at all times?
Yeah. Like, she, if Sophia says, the sky is blue, it is not blue. You gotta just believe the opposite of what she says. And
she's a confirmed liar.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
More than anybody else on the show. Yeah.
Totally. And so she takes off. She leaves for Sicily, and we're in the kitchen, and instead of chasing down Dorothy's mom, they want to reminisce, and they're just like, oh, we've been in a lot of tight spots, and they go into the baby episode where the Golden Girls are singing to the baby because the baby got left behind.
Yeah, I think it was like an orphaned or like briefly orphaned baby. Like, mm-hmm. like that was when they decided to have the daycare at their house, and like the parents just like left the baby for like a day and a half.
Yeah. And like
they were camping, and they just were like, we were camping for a while, and
woman camping and she had another baby or something? Or
yeah, no, there's yeah, it was not a good situation.
I forget.
And like,
what
I just
happened.
I remember was Blanche was like, yeah, I can take care of this baby.
Yeah, like, and she's like,
yeah, I could raise this baby for the next, yeah.
And she's having like so, you know, those the fucking just having like regrets about being a bad mom and shit. And so she's like, maybe I'll raise this baby. And everyone's like, yeah, like, you're crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I'm like, that, don't you think that would like cramp your sex life, Blanche?
I know, right?
They didn't even get into that, like, honestly. Like, I think if someone had brought it up a little bit more firmly, should have been like, let's get this baby the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like if they got CPS involved, or like if, you know, I don't know, like somebody, some sort of police officer showed up and was like, you can't just take this baby like and start raising it. There's paperwork you need to fill out, and there's like a search that needs to happen, and baby fingerprints that need to be taken.
Can we both agree that baby fingerprints are the cutest fingerprints?
Yeah. Aww. I have my baby fingerprints.
Yeah, I do too. I have like my birth certificate had like my baby footprint.
Oh, mine too. I think one side had a baby footprint and the other one had like my fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, now I'm thinking though of baby criminals, like a little criminal with like a black and white striped hat, like holding a little placard,
like a baby mugshot.
Yeah, like a baby mugshot.
Aww. Aww. So cute.
Yeah.
So then they sang Mr. Sandman. Dream me a dream. Boom, boom, boom. And Dorothy had her deep bum, 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 bum. It was so good.
Yeah, it was. They were awesome. They harmonized well together. It was great.
They did. And then
baby didn't want them to stop.
They were like, I'm going to jam out. I don't give a fuck. And so the next flashback is Rose is convincing Blanche to go out with the guy she's dating. And
oh, that was That was when she was like first dating Miles, and she thought Miles wasn't really that into her, or like so she tried to like put him on Blanche.
Didn't she like not want to have sex for some reason? Or no, it wasn't it the her city was having a drought, like Saint Olaf was having a drought, and they were asking their citizens to not fuck.
Oh, I don't know if that was that. I don't know if that was the same episode, but like I would think if that were like putting him on Blanche would be like the worst idea possible.
Yeah. Because
like yeah, I'm pretty sure like Blanche would like go into like a fugue. She would like seduce him in a fugue state.
Yeah.
Like basically.
Like if she was just sitting with him and has a couple drinks, then she ends up just pulling up her skirt in the middle of dinner and being like, stick a finger in there real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, like Miles will just fall into her swirling vagina.
Yeah. Her vagina's so, like the snake in the Jungle Book. Just hello, Miles. Rose isn't here. Come into my pussy. Scarlett Johansson.
Snakes are the worst.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson does a better job. Not. Then the next scene is they're in the kitchen, they're talking about sex and food. At this point, they don't know that Sophia's gone. Sophia obviously took a nap because she was going to take a long flight, you know. So they're talking about sex and food, and like, and then they go.
Two good topics.
Yeah, it's a good one. And so they go into a flashback of where they take the bull by the horns. It's Rose's flashback, and like she's talking about how her mom didn't teach her about the birds and the bees until she finally took the bull by the horns and turned the bull around and showed her the bull's balls. All right. And
I think that most people, like, I think like a good portion of people, like, learn about sex from, like, looking at animal genitals.
Yeah. I remember seeing, like, two dogs on the street just, like, stuck together, like, butt to butt. Do you remember that? And you were like, why are they stuck? And you're just, like, so confused. Like, and the neighborhood kids and in some neighborhood, like, adults would try to intervene. And, like, they're just, like, the dogs are just in the middle of the road. And then everyone's like, pour some salt on their dicks. And then, like, so we're, like, trying.
Like it works in both, like, cooling down dogs' jets and also melting ice when there's snow.
Yeah, and killing snails. And, like, so.
Yeah.
So, and I.
Oh, kill snails?
Yeah, and then, or throw a bucket of water on the dogs, and then that'll, like. You know, dicks aren't supposed to get stuck in the vagina. Like, how? I don't understand. There's got to be, like a wiki how to separate your dogs from being attached to each other butt to butt.
Well, I mean, like, I know that, like, cats have this. Like, male cats. I don't know if dogs do. But, like, they have, like, these things on their dicks that, like, make it hard for them to pull out until they're ready.
Until they come?
Yeah, until they come.
Oh.
Like
Saw?
Like Saw?
Yeah, like the movie Saw. Like, you had to, like, you put your hand in a contraption and it doesn't come out unless your hand gets ripped off or something.
Ugh.
Yeah, something like that.
well, arguably your hand doesn't come out if it gets ripped off.
It gets ripped off.
It's kind of like, well, bonus, you're free, but
yeah,
you lost your hand to the abyss. Yeah, you know?
So like, so it sounds like a Chinese finger trap, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how cats have sex. So.
Cats' buttholes are Chinese finger traps.
A Chinese finger trap situation. That's how kittens are made.
You have to, because you can only pull it out with tender and love and tenderness, not with roughness. Oh boy. Okay, and so then the next scene, Sophia's trying to tell Dorothy how her and her dad conceived her. And it was like at the county fair, and they were like behind some sausage and pepper stands, and
it was like some Italian celebration. It was like something like that. And like, cause they got together behind the sausage and pepper stand.
Yeah. So it's like this, the Italian, I don't know, hot air balloon festival or something like that. It was just,
yeah.
And Dorothy's,
I gotta say, that's about as good a place to fuck as any.
Yeah. I mean, I fucked at a festival, I'm sure. I think one time.
We've all fucked at a festival, I think. Yeah. So.
I think I did once in the rain at a festival. I was like, hey, no one can see us because it's pouring. Or they're just going to think we're a muddy blob. Let's just have sex.
They're like, that's a muddy blob. That's not two people having sex.
Yeah. And so Rose describes how Rose only conceived her children during city holidays of St. Olaf, which include Hay Day, a celebration of hay, and...
Naturally.
Yeah, which is great. And then the Sandwich Festival... And her and Charlie were dressed as a sandwich, and they forgot to put in the cheese, and that's how Kirsten was born.
That's how babies are made, when you forget the filling and have no choice but to fuck.
Yeah, or if they put in Swiss cheese, then they still would have been able to create Kirsten.
Yeah. Yeah, the cheese was the condom in the situation.
They used Charlie's own dick cheese.
Oh god. Oh man.
Anyway. I just grossed both of us out.
Oh man.
I wanna have sex in bread. I don't know. And that sounds fun. I wanna have sex in between two giant pieces of bread.
That sounds it does sound kind of fun. Like it sounds like that should be like yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm now unbummed out.
Unbummed. So. Yeah. You gotta have
I'm
some.
I'm unbummed.
It sounds like something you would like a multimillionaire Asian businessman would hire you to do. Like to just like get naked and sit between two loaves of bread while he like.
He's.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I want the sandwich.
You're just covered in mayonnaise.
I want you to hero me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then there was this rape joke that, and I remember this rape joke. It was like,
oh yeah.
When Dorothy's like, I was completely unconscious after our honeymoon, or after me and Stan first had sex, or like after we got married or something. Like, it was like, I was completely unconscious. And when I woke up, Stan was carving a number into the headboard. So he has a...
Oh, spousal rape. It's so fun.
One, first of all, he has a knife in this situation. There's...
Ready.
Yeah. It's, that isn't good when you wake up and you're wet, like down there, and someone's holding a knife. That's not.
Oh, it brings back memories.
Yeah. She got Cosby. She got. And then it was, and then they laugh it off. And Sophia's like, "I told you he'd be a rapist," or something like. What did she say? I was just like,
"He's like, oh, that's Stan. He's no good."
Yeah, not my day rape.
God,
I was disturbed. And then how everybody just like, "Yeah, that happens. Oh well, he must have slipped you something." So.
Oh yeah. No, that's like Sophia's like, "Well, he slipped you something, all right."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah. And then they just move on like nothing happens. And then I wrote horny pizza guy, but I don't know why.
Oh, because they decided basically like Rose was hungry and Blanche was horny after hearing all these stories.
Mm-hmm.
So rapes, they decided rape to stories. Compromise. They decided to compromise and send for some pizza.
Mm.
In fact, Dorothy is like, "I'm gonna call the pizza guy," and Blanche is like, "Now we both get what we want." So
pizza and a pizza guy.
Yeah.
I
want a guy who drives a Toyota Tercel.
I've never had sex with a pizza guy.
I think I have.
Have you?
I mean, not like while he was like doing deliveries, but like, yeah, it's happened. Like I don't mean to brag, guys, but I've been in the bed of a man who's delivered a pizza in his day.
Oh. But yeah. Did you meet when he ordered when you ordered pizza?
No.
Oh, like you just met him and he happened to be a pizza delivery guy.
Yeah.
That's still counts, right?
Yeah, it counts. Yeah. I mean, it's not like I ordered, like, the Supreme and he showed up or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's exactly what... It wasn't like some kind of... God, now I can't think of that name of that movie with Patrick Dempsey, where it was like it was like a pizza shop, but they were like running like a sex... It was like women would call in and they would order like certain things, and like that meant sex.
Oh. Patrick Dempsey.
I think it was like Love Delivery or Deliver My Love or something like that. Delivery Boy. Maybe Delivery Boy.
Is that what it was called? Okay, I'm going to look it up. Delivery Boy.
Delivery Boy. All right.
Delivery Boy Debacle?
Deliverance. It was called Deliverance.
Delivery Boy Adventure. No, that's an app. Delivery Boys, 1985?
No, let's see. I'm looking this up. I'm looking at Patrick. It was Patrick Dempsey.
Okay.
Before he got hot. But was still in all these sexy movies.
Patrick Dempsey Pizza.
All right.
I'm just Googling Patrick Dempsey Pizza delivery movie. It was called Lover Boy,
I think.
Yeah, it's called Lover Boy.
Okay.
He delivers. There are a lot of hungry housewives in Beverly Hills. Some of them even like pizza.
Yeah, it was like if you ordered something, anchovies with, like, extra onion, like, that was the code for sex. And there's, like, one scene where, like he's gonna go, like, have sex with this lady, and then, like, her kids run up, and they're like, Mom, did you get extra onions on the anchovy pizza?
I've never seen this movie. You're watching movies, like, that are so inappropriate. I mean, we both were.
I think I probably watched that movie when I was, like, probably 9 years old. I probably was, like, just, like, whatever was on HBO. It was, like, that and, like Tucker and a man in his dream. And probably Great Balls of Fire was in there. Mm-hmm. And
Mannequin. Yeah. You have to put in a good mannequin.
Watch the mannequin.
Some Weird Science. Yep.
Weird Science was in there. Mm-hmm. Yep.
God.
This is the joys of being lightly supervised as a child.
I know. No one's gonna... Yeah, no one understands the power of the 80s movie unsupervised portion of our lives. It was so, so important. But
I mean, pretty much our entire podcast is about us just watching TV. Yeah. Like, that our parents didn't know we were watching.
Right. So. It really has been that. My mom, like, we were watching Porky's, and she didn't really care. I mean...
Porky's!
Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Porky's, I did watch it as a child. I watched it as a young adult, mm-hmm. but... Yeah, that's not good. The Canadian sex romp, where it's basically all about, like, a hole in the wall where they can see naked people. And
yeah, a hole in the wall, in the shower, in the dicks. Lockers.
Yeah. Yep.
We got a hold of a VHS copy of Soul Food when we were little. And... And there's the butt scene in Soul Food where you see, like, a dude's butt while he's fucking a chick. And I used to be like, oh my God, that dude's butt is hot.
I used to watch, my parents got Pretty Woman on VHS. Mm-hmm. And I watched it. It came out when I was 7. And I basically, like, opened the package and probably... I've seen that movie probably a good 50 times. And most of that was before the age of 10.
Like, it was a present they bought you.
Don't mind if I do watch this Pretty Woman.
Your parents are like, it's too late. She's watched it 12 times already. I was at a party last night, and there was this guy that took photos of himself naked on a jet ski, and he was just like, people took photos of him naked on a jet ski, and there was one of him, he's pretty a muscular guy, and so he was on this jet ski, and like, it was like a shot of his butt on a jet ski, and somebody was like, dude, you remind, like, your thighs are so thick. You remind me of, what's the Little Mermaid's father? And somebody was like, Triton? And then I took a second.
Is he the curvy wife?
Yeah. Then it took a second, and I was like, how does his thighs remind you of Triton, and he's a mermaid? And then the guy just looked at me like, why are you here? Like,
don't poke holes in my Little Mermaid sexual fantasy.
Yeah. What? But that's, I guess that's all I do, is just poke holes in movies nowadays. I
No, that's a good point. Like, yeah.
Yeah, why are you...
I mean, he was a sea king. He didn't have thighs. That was, like, the whole point of that movie was, yeah, she had no legs and wanted legs.
And then everybody that was, it was all comics kind of like sitting, like standing around in a circle, all like bro comics, and making like gay jokes about his thighs, like, oh, you should have been a gay guy, you know, and then I say that, and I'm, and then they're just like, huh? a couple of them laughed, and but for the most part, they were just like, huh, smartness, huh? I was just like, ah, whatever. I'm going to go back and...
We don't know how Birdman work.
No, well, yeah, anyway. But that, I don't know why I thought of that just now, because we're talking about sexuality in movies, I guess. and...
All right. Okay. We kind of got off on a tangent here.
Yeah, we did. All right, where were we? Okay, so then...
Pizza boy.
So, oh, they get a phone call right at that moment, and Ma's at the airport. They didn't even get a chance to order a pizza. Ma's at the airport. They caught her trying to leave to Sicily. They told her all of that in a second and a half. And so they... They know,
like, most of their phone calls are just like blurted out. Like, someone is on the other line. It's just like they say like two words, and they're like, "What?" They got her at the airport.
Yeah, Dorothy answers the phone, and they're like, "Hi, your mother's at the airport. She was trying to go to Sicily. Come over now."
Never mind. She had a knife in her bag. That's how we caught her.
Yeah, never mind which airport it is. Bye. And so they go get her. And I guess they leave her in the car because they come in the house and they're like, "I can't believe Ma did that, blah blah blah." They're, you know, and then Dorothy's like, "It's probably my fault for putting her in that home in the first place." And then everyone's like, "Yeah, it's probably your fault, you fucking dumbass." And then Rose is like, "We've solved a lot of problems." And then go back to flashbacks. And they're back in the kitchen, and they're talking about how everybody talks to Sophia late at night, and she gives them hard candy, and Dorothy doesn't get to talk to her mom at all.
Yeah, every time she knocks on the door, her mom says, "Go away, I'm watching Bob Costas."
Yeah, but there's no TV in her room, exactly. She's watching the TV guide, the book magazine.
She's made a life-size Bob Costas. Yeah. And he's just in her room, and she's just making sure that he doesn't leave.
Yeah, or she's feverishly masturbating to the life-size Bob Costas dummy. Which, that she made.
Gotta say, respect.
Yeah. And so the next scene is the artificial insemination scene, where Blanche is just bewildered that her daughter's gonna do that, get artificially inseminated, and everyone's like, "Ew."
Yeah, they all are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said this last time when we had the episode. It's like they all were just like, "Ugh, no, mm-hmm. no thanks to like artificial insemination," and I mean, it's a fairly normal thing that people do.
Yeah, I mean, and for them to go ew, I think it's more ew for a dude's dick to come in you than it is for a test tube, like cleansed, you know, sterilized object to come in you.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, like, it's...
like, I think it's less gross for me to like, if I were to be like, what's grosser, like, chugging jizz out of a dick, or chugging jizz out of, like, a clean, like, science tube? Probably a science tube.
Yeah. You make a good point. And they're just like, "No, it's so gross." And they all pretty much, I mean, they all describe like some really gross like insemination scenes, like just like 5 minutes before.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah,
they, it's like in their minds, what happens is something really like disgusting. Like they're just like they're thrown into like a room covered in semen, and they just make you roll around. Like that's what they imagined or something, because they imagined something disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know. Like Rebecca kind of gets like she just gets shit from everybody on the show.
Yeah,
like basically, like we first see her, she's with her boyfriend who's he's like abusive and he's like keeps fat shaming her.
Yeah, and then she lost the weight.
She comes. Yeah, and then she comes back. She's nice and fit. She doesn't need a man. She just wants to have a baby. Mm-hmm. And like her mom isn't supportive at all. Mm-hmm. And then she has the baby. Mm-hmm. And her mom won't take care of it until she finds out that she meets a guy that like it thinks it's cool that she has a baby.
Yeah.
Like some guy that like like yeah, and then of course she takes the baby everywhere.
Yeah.
And yeah. If I were Rebecca, I would shut the door like on that whole relationship.
Yeah. And then didn't she go by Becca first when she was chubby? She went by Becca.
She went by Becky, and then Becky? Yeah, and then when she got thin, she was like Rebecca.
Yeah, she's like, oh, Becky's a fat name. I need to change it. Like okay, that's not how it works. But yeah, I think Rebecca, out of the entire all the family members, not like besides Rose, who takes the most shit, besides the main characters, like family wise relative wise she's the one that takes the most psychological damage. Like, yeah, like hardcore like, psychological fuck you to her.
Yeah. But still, she's moved down there and everything. I'm like, come on.
Like if she was like, if she was in here, if she was like, if the Golden Girls was on here, like on today, she would be like, Mom, I'm going to get a sex change. And then just Blanche is just like, well, how will you go to the bathroom? And it would just be terrible. And she would just cry. Like, Blanche would just be the worst.
Blanche would be like, I change my sex all the time.
Yeah.
I have all these lovers.
Why don't you just try being on top?
Yeah. Just wear more pants.
So the joke is that they're like, oh, we miss Sophia, we're gonna go in and talk to her. And then Dorothy's like, here's the key. So she's locked her in her room. And then like the next scene, Blanche wants to throw a prison party. She wants to
She's come up with this like elaborate like prison sex party where like all the Golden Girls are judges and they invite all these men, and then all the men get sentences like 10 minutes on the lanai with Blanche, you know, or
10 minutes. It's like 10, like 7 minutes in heaven, but 10 minutes on the lanai. What the fuck? What are they going to do? How much can they get done out there in 10 minutes? Just they just have to get started right away.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah. And like, it might be raining or it might be windy. I mean, Florida is pretty unpredictable, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. I think the guys have to like start jerking off early. And then they go out into the lanai with boner on hand. That's just science. I am just talking from my experience with men. What is necessary for...
That's what they're going to have in the invitation is have your boner on hand.
Yeah.
It's like... black tie dress, no presents necessary, boner on hand.
Boner on hand, not optional. It's a must.
They haven't thrown a wedding in a while, so so hence the prison party.
Oh yeah, dude. Okay, can we see like a fucking line graph of like how many weddings there were in the first few seasons compared to now? It's dropped.
Yeah, it's maybe that, or like we'll see how many weddings there are in season 7.
Oh,
the Golden Girls, they need a party. They need a party to survive.
They do. There's going to be like this, what do they call it? The deviant line graph math thingy, whatever. Like there's going to be like less, like there's just less weddings in the middle and then more towards the beginning and end. Just like stretching out the median. Just like... So I wrote Mr. Big, $30 Minimals.
One of the flashbacks was Sophia went to the, Dorothy gave her some money and she, the other night, and then she came back in, she was asking for more money to go out with her friends. And Dorothy's like, I just gave you some money. She's like, well, I gave $10 to this, I went to the strip club, I gave $10 to this guy, I gave $10 to Mr. Big, and then Blanche was like, oh, mm-hmm. I know him, that's just a nickname.
Wow, yeah, so he's not really big. And yeah, he's maybe Mr. Meanie, he likes Minnie Malls, Mr. Meanie, there you go.
Yeah. Well, there was another dude in there that I don't remember if it was like Stan was involved and he was like introducing his friend who owned a bunch of mini malls. And yeah. Blanche was like, what does your wife think of that? And he's like, oh, mm-hmm. We divorced. And then Blanche goes and sits between that guy and Dorothy.
Yeah, and just Dorothy's just pushed out. I was like, dang, just fucking...
Yeah.
You almost sat on your friend. Like, Dorothy was, like, physical comedy at its best. Just like, whoa, da 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 da. Just, like...
Yeah, well, Blanche is like, I gotta get that mini mall-owning dick, so...
I gotta get my nails done for free. And my Grey Goose also for free. I own this many mall, bitches.
Oh yeah. I own a discount on cell phones for sure.
She can go into the adult arcade anytime she wants to and kick anybody out of any Jack Shack at any moment. Jack Shack is a Christine Levine term, by the way.
Oh, I don't think that's exclusively her, but it's a good one. It's a good one that she's,
check out Christine Levine. She has a great Jack Shack fucking story. She's so funny.
Yeah,
now she's living in Tucson. Yay. Do you see her when you go to Tucson?
I haven't actually. I've actually only been to Tucson, I think, once or twice since she's moved there.
Oh, okay.
So, but that speaks more to how unfriendly I am.
You're friendly.
And I'm friendly, but I'm bad at like getting together with people when I get in town.
Well, it's like it's hard because you're in their first show, so you go at night. And then the next day, you usually have to get going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
And if they're not in the show, it's hard to see them. Like, okay, come out and see me at a show you're not on. You know, like, that's weird.
Yeah. So, I don't know. If you're an out-of-town friend of mine and I haven't come hung out with you in town, please don't get offended. It's not because I don't like you, it's because I don't like leaving my hotel room.
Yeah. I go to Phoenix and I try to hang out with as many people as I can. And one, it's hot as fuck. No one wants to go out. Everyone wants to be indoors. It's just very hard. Like, and I also, yeah, I also just want to lay in Genevieve's guest room bed and veg out. It's kind of amazing.
Yep. Sorry, you guys aren't my house, so.
Yeah. So, I wrote two clunky old bodies. Oh, Rose is on a date with this dude. There's another flashback, and it's the one where this guy has, like, erectile dysfunction, and he finally gets a boner in the middle of dinner. And, like, they're hot for trot. They're like,
yeah.
Like, even the way Rose asked for the check, it's like she's coming. She's like, waiter, check please. I was just like, God, get a hold of yourself.
I was happy for them though. Good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
They're gonna go fuck in an Olive Garden parking lot. I assume they're at an Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Olive Garden bathroom. Or when you're here, you make a family. They both run into the bathroom and she grabs like a garlic bread stick. She's like, be right back.
Would you like to taste some of my Italian seasoning?
Would you like some Minas bony, the Minas bony soup.
That's not Alfredo sauce. All right, that's enough.
Okay, we're done. Okay, and then the next scene is back to the normal story. And Rose she comes in and she's like, dude, guess what? I went and talk to the fire inspector or something like that. I don't know if she talked to him. She just went to, I don't know where she was. She's like, I just went and investigated the fire inspector. Like, and I guess that he quit 3 days after the fire, which means he was paid off. Is that what that means? That,
yeah, she said, is he quit three? He, the fire inspector, quit 3 days after the fire, and then he bought a very expensive house in Fort Lauderdale,
mm-hmm.
and is living high on the hog, and like she was, and they're like, oh, Blanche and Dorothy are like really excited. They were like, oh, do you know what this means? She's like, no, explain it to me, because I don't know what it means, and neither did we, to be quite honest. Yeah. I was like, yeah, and they were like, oh, well, yeah, that means that he got paid off, mm-hmm. to inspect the fire in a weird way, and mm-hmm. And that means that mom's going free. And I'm like, I think that's a big leap to go.
Totally big, totally huge.
Yeah.
And it was okay, so here's what I think makes sense to me. There was a health insurance scam, and so the health insurance, the retirement home, took out business insurance, not health. What am I thinking? So they took out a...
Yeah, you think like property insurance.
Property insurance. Like, fucking, they took out a fucking thing. And so they fucked with the heater to catch it on fire or something. or maybe they just set the fire like in the basement and the fire was coming out of the heater and something like that. And so they won the money for it, and they promised the fire inspector a part of that money in order for the fire inspector to say that it wasn't fraudulent. And so the investigation cleared Sophia in the trial because of the suspicious behavior of this fire inspector.
I guess.
Does that make sense?
That's a long way to make. I mean, basically, like, yeah, I don't know, like, who would, yeah, like, I guess that would be if someone had paid him off, it would have been, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it would have been the nursing home that, like, fraudulently tried to, like, burn this place down. That's the only thing I can think of, like.
I can't think of another thing, like, or maybe the fire inspector, like, I don't know, maybe he just somehow was going to get a lot of money if he quit his job right there and then, you know, like his 401k. I don't know. Like, I can't think of any other reason.
Like the city of Miami, like if you inspect a fire poorly, the city of Miami like pays you extra.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. But that's all the explanation that we got, really.
Because literally it was just, that means he quit 3 days later and is living in a rich fucking mansion, which means Sophia's off the hook because...
Yeah, and then Sophia remembers. She goes, oh, yeah, that's right. I saw the fire. I was in my friend's room and we were... What were they doing? They were
singing. They were singing a song or something.
They were singing a song, and then she saw the fire come through the heating vent.
Mm-hmm.
And so she grabbed her hot plate and her friend and skedaddled.
Right. Then why would Maria confess on her deathbed? Was it Maria?
They said she got confused.
So she got confused. She thought they started the fire. Maybe the smoke made her confused. Maybe they were stoned. So they grabbed the hot plate and fucking made a run for it.
Yeah, and then Dorothy's like, oh, you just need to find that hot plate that was missing. So they can prove that it didn't start the fire. And she's like, oh, where did I put my hot plate? And then all of a sudden, the fire alarm goes off in the house, and she's making s'mores.
But, okay, but wasn't the hot plate found in the scene of the crime?
No, they didn't find it. They thought it started the fire because Maria said it did.
Uh-huh.
But they couldn't find it.
They couldn't find it. Why?
Yeah.
Okay, it's September. Okay, first of all, it's September in Miami. The heater wouldn't be on. Does that
make sense? Yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah, that's right. It's Miami. Like, why would the heater
be? It's still really hot.
Well, it's like hot year round.
Yeah, it's hot only December, January, if you're lucky. Some of those days. It's cold only.
It's like cold, but it's like by cold it's like 70 degrees.
Yeah, so that doesn't make sense that the heater would be on. And also when Sophia shows up the first episode, she has one paper bag. And it either must have been a tiny hot plate. But that bag had, like, three things in it, and one of them was a sweater. Like, was the hot plate in that bag? Was it the hot plate and a sweater? Then it must have
probably
been. It must have been that.
I think we just solved it.
We solved it.
We solved it.
Okay. Well, it's fraudulent on the part of the home.
Yeah.
You know. Which is, I guess, what they meant, I think. I don't know. So, yeah. So, the heater was on in September when it shouldn't be on because they were trying to fucking make it seem like it was an accident. And so, yeah. This trial, I don't think it's over. I think they just dismissed Sophia as a... us the criminal, but it opened up a new suspect, which is the retirement home owners and the fire extinguisher guy, marshal,
fire extinguisher,
fire marshal, fire inspector,
The heater was taken into custody after this.
Oh no, it's too many heaters just taking it the wrong road, you know. literally taking the heat for this crime.
Yeah, but yeah, that was crazy. And then they just get it dismissed and everything's fine again.
Yeah, and then the final joke is, they were like, oh, thank you, Rose, for being so smart, for being so vigilant and smart and, like, going out and investigating on your own. The fucking fire inspector, like, the fucking lawyer couldn't even do that. All he did was listen to fucking the Golden Girls dick stories and, like...
and have a bad perv.
Yeah, and have a bad perp. And we see him again, which is great. And then, Rose is like, it's not the only time I've done something smart, right? And then we're supposed to go into flashbacks of when she did something smart. And there's no flashbacks for it.
Yeah, they all just look at each other and shrug, yeah. Basically.
And dude, if they went into another flashback after the story's over, I was gonna go fucking nuts. Like, I was like, are you kidding me right now? But they didn't, which is great. All right. Oh, we did an hour.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We have somehow had an hour of things to say about this episode.
I am surprised that this wasn't the 30-minute podcast.
I know.
Okay. So this comes out this Wednesday, actually. And it's August 9th. Is there anything you would like to promote or say to our viewers?
August 23rd I'm gonna be headlining the Gorgeous Ladies of Woodshed Comedy, which is it's a Woodshed Bar and Grill in Tempe.
Glows
and, Glow, Gorgeous Ladies of Woodshed
Glows,
and so Glow.
Glows. Yeah, Gorgeous Ladies of Woodshed Comedy. Sorry.
Yeah, glow. So,
but the word comedy is C.
Oh, no, I that's just the name of the show. So it's just Woodshed.
Okay. Okay, Gorgeous Ladies of Woodshed.
Don't
All right.
mess up this acronym.
I'm sorry. Glows.
Yeah, so that's my next show, and you can find me online. I'm at Genevieve Rice, and and if I have to say anything to you guys, watch the Patrick Dempsey classic Loverboy. So,
Watch it now.
Watch it now.
Order pizza. Probably on Amazon somewhere. You can probably find it. And
I feel like that's the type of movie that plays on like HBO Go.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. And so, and did you say your social media stuff?
Yes, I did. I did. You can find me. Yep. On people know where to find me.
People know. And I'm going to be at Wake and Bake April 13th. It's in NoHo. August 13th. Sorry. April. So I'm going to be at Wake and Bake August 13th at 8 o'clock. It's, or 9 o'clock. I think it's 9. It's a comedy show. The 420 friendly comedy show. It's going to be super fun. And then August 20th, I'll be at ACLU Flapper, Flappers for ACLU Benefit at 5 o'clock. And nice. That's going to be super fun. And so, yeah, I'm excited. And along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast has a Twitter. And it's at Thank You For Being a Podcast, but as an acronym, at TYFBAP, at TIFBAP. And also at TIFBAP on Instagram. And music is by Brian Korkonak and Mike Dennison. The next episode is the season finale of season 6. And it is titled Henny Penny Straight No Chaser, I believe.
Yep.
And it's a good one.
And we've already recorded that one too. So
yeah, we did it.
It's a doozy. I like that one.
Yeah, and my sister is the guest. Yay, Mariana!
Yay!
Yay! And thank you everyone for listening, and keep giving us positive reviews. Keep being awesome on Facebook and Instagram. Even though we did get a comment that we say the word like too much.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. I was like, go fuck yourself. but whatever. So have a good night, everyone. Take care. Stay sexy. Don't get murdered. Bye.
Bye.
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken.